our devotions this morning, I'm going to be reading Psalm 118. And I'm just going to read through the whole chapter, Psalm 118, and make a couple comments, possibly. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Let Israel now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that his mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say that his mercy endureth forever. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compassed me about, yea, they compassed me about, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They compassed me about like bees, they are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Just a small comment on verse 12. I think that verse became a lot more real for Claiborne this week. You can ask him later. Verse 13, Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and is become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. This gate of the Lord into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which hath showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. So as I was reading some commentaries on this psalm, a couple interesting things that I did not know before. Some historians, I guess, believe that this was possibly the song that Jesus and his disciples sang in the garden, or one of the songs, right before Jesus' crucifixion. So that was interesting to me. It seems like a lot of prophecy in this psalm. It starts out with basically with a call to worship, telling us that God is good, his mercy endures forever. And then as we go into verses 5 and on through, all the way down through verse 9 and maybe even further, David just saying that we can call on the Lord in our troubles. He will hear us. He will take care of us. It is better to put our trust in the Lord than in man. We can have confidence in God. We do not need to fear what man can do unto us, but just trust in the Lord. And then more verses of praise and rejoicing. And then all the way to verse 22, the stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This verse is mentioned in the New Testament numerous times by Peter and Paul, I think both allude to this verse, and Jesus himself even mentions this verse. The cornerstone, which I believe is talking about Jesus, the cornerstone was a very key ingredient in building a house. It held I think it basically tied two rows of block together right in the corner. And it said that without that stone, there was really no strength to the house or no... If it was part of the foundation, then the foundation would have been very weak without that cornerstone. So a lot of comparisons to Jesus and the Christian life. And then all the way down, the psalm ends with giving thanks to the Lord again, for his mercy endureth forever.